It's Monday in the third week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. We continue our pilgrimage to the Roman stations by going to San Marco today, but the collect church is Sant'Adriano, the ancient Curia Senate House built by Julius Caesar in the Roman Forum, converted into a church at the time of Pope Honorius, who died in 638, and for centuries it served also as the seat of the confraternity of the Aquavitari and Tabacai, guys who rolled cigars and made grappa. Nearby stands San Marco, the only Roman church dedicated to Mark the Evangelist, the disciple of St. Paul, later Patriarch of Alexandria. Beneath its altar rest the relics of the Egyptian martyrs Abdon and Sanon. In this way, the liturgy carries a kind of a Eastern tone, fittingly echoed in the scripture account of Naaman the Syrian. The basilica is right near the Piazza Venezia, not far from the Capitoline Hill, once the heart of pagan Rome's cult, where the Temple of Jupiter Optimus Maximus dominated the city. Tradition holds that Pope Mark, in the age of Constantine, established a Christian place of worship here in 336, perhaps over an earlier house church associated with the evangelist who was in Rome assisting St. Peter. Successive basilicas rose here in the 4th, 6th, and 9th centuries, the last forming the core of the church seen today. The apse mosaic depicts Pope Mark and St. Agnes and Pope Agapetus and St. Felicissimus, together with Pope Gregory IV, recognizable by the square halo that marks that he was living at the time it was made. Beneath them, elegant sheep process toward the Lamb of God. Because of its dedication to St. Mark, the basilica long became the National Church of Venetians in Rome, recalling the evangelist whose body now rests in Venice's Cathedral of San Marco. Let's hear from Father Troedek today. Naaman, who is mentioned in today's epistle, was a general of the army of the king of Syria. He was a pagan. It turns out he has caught leprosy, a terrible disease which eats away at the whole body. He learns that there is in Israel an all-powerful God who could heal him, and so he goes there. He is an important man, and he is expected to be received with all the honors due to his rank. Yet a simple servant of the prophet Eliseus comes to tell him to wash 7 times in the Jordan in order to recover his health. Naaman is furious. There are rivers in Syria whose waters are better than those in the Jordan. However, his own servants point out to him that if Eliseus had asked him to do difficult things in order to be healed, he would have done them. So why not then carry out what he prescribed? It is so simple. Naaman therefore went and washed himself 7 times in the Jordan, and he came out healed. This bath prepared by the God of all mercy represents the 7 sacraments, and especially the sacrament of penance. It is principally that sacrament which brings healing to our souls. Let us not neglect it by lack of a spirit of faith. Let us prepare ourselves for it in seeking out our failures toward the commandments of God and of the Church, as well as toward our duty of state. Let us aim first at finding the most frequent and the most voluntary faults, for it is those which reveal the shape of our soul and tell us the points we should give priority to correcting. Lord Jesus, in order to make good confessions, I resolve never to omit my evening examination of conscience. To make that examination, I will begin by thanking Thee for the graces received during the day that is ending, and I will try to meet Thy gaze or the gaze of Thy Holy Mother to see what in my days has displeased Thee. I will make concrete resolutions for the next day in fighting constantly against my predominant fault and in practicing the contrary virtue. I will then make my act of contrition.